the internet, of course, for a long time operated largely on what we would call, you know, old copper networks, you know, the traditional telephone network. But of course, now increasingly we have wireless networks, and so the argument was that the internet should be regulated in the, by the same body that regulates telephones, because it was carried on the same pipeline. But of course, that argument is slightly more difficult to run now anyway. But the Telecommunications Union essentially was set up to regulate and to facilitate the operation of originally telegraph between countries and then, of course, telephone.
Yeah, and that was in 1885, I think?
1865, yep. I think it was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, well, why are concerns growing over the World Conference on International Telecommunication then?
Because everybody really wants to have some control over the internet. Of course, the way in which the internet was developed was that essentially so that no one could have control over it. It was, you know, a cooperative project between researchers who were, funnily enough, funded largely by the US Department of Defense. But the idea was that the network would be decentralized, so in the event of nuclear war, for example, and part of the network going down, that the message would still get through. So the internet operates on the basis of technical engineering protocols. It's not regulated by any one government. However, the US, because of its control over the domain name system, still has, you know, what people regard a disproportionate control over the internet itself, and other governments want a share of that pie.
Mm. So do you think there's a power grab going on between different countries such as America and Europe then?
Europe and America have been having a stoush over internet control for a long time. This particular debate can be traced back to the sort of early 2000s when the UN at that time made a play to be the domain name regulator, so to take the control over the domain name allocation system away from America and vest it in a body like the UN, so that so Europe could have greater influence over what was done. So it's a very long-standing intergovernmental dispute.
Mm. So do you think the conference is just a continuation of the ongoing power battle?
I think that's what a lot of people find very surprising, which is, well, haven't we already had this debate?
Mm.
What's slightly different about this is that you're getting slightly different players coming into it. So, of course, there's been quite a lot of press coverage given to the fact that Russia has indicated, or that there were leaks of Russian proposals to have governments exercise control over the internet in their own jurisdictions, which, of course, they already can do. I mean, you only have to look at China and the firewall that exists there to say that, as a matter of fact, domestic governments do exercise control. In Australia, we talked about having, you know, clean feed filtering. That is our government, you know, purporting to exercise control over the internet. So it's not right to say there is no control. It's what's unusual about this is that it would be putting into an international instrument an acknowledgement that it was okay for domestic governments to do that.
Right. So, I mean, Google's also started a campaign against it, saying that it'll restrict the freedom of content on the internet.
Google are there really as a representative, I suppose, of the strong US-based businesses that exercise an enormous amount of influence over what we access on the internet. So if you think about entities like YouTube, Google, Facebook, and if you think about the fact that they are the, you know, English-speaking standard, so much of what we do in Australia is already regulated by US law because of the fact that we enter into contractual agreements with these US-based companies. So what Google is interested in ensuring is that it doesn't have to meet the domestic laws of each jurisdiction into which it offers its services. Mm. And in particular, it's worried about being charged access to domestic markets. So if governments decide that, you know, if you want to send your traffic into our jurisdiction, we're going to tax you for that.
Mm. Okay, so, I mean, what does this mean for Australians then with the World Conference on International Telecommunication, and what could possibly be agreed upon then?
Well, I would be surprised if a whole lot is agreed upon out of it. I mean, given the nature of these international treaty-making bodies, it is increasingly difficult for them to come to any consensus on any of these things. So I think as Australians, what we need to be wary of is just maintaining a watching brief on moves to implement greater control over internet content access.